Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. We're hearing from Allison Rivera of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association on the needs of cattle producers from the perspective of NCBA and the Livestock Indemnity Program. There's been a new bill introduced in Congress regarding LIP.
Unfortunately, the fires down in Texas caused a lot of death losses for unborn calves. And so, you know, these little tweaks that we see to the Livestock Indemnity Program really can go a long way to positively help producers. And we hope to see some of this language included in the Farm Bill at the end of the day as well. But in this particular one creates a new payment rate, if you will, for cattle that were lost that had unborn calves. And so, again, just a small tweak, but can really make a huge difference to the amount of loss and that generational loss that we've unfortunately seen down in Texas.
So where do you think that legislation might go? What is the outlook like on Capitol Hill?
We know that there is some interest, particularly on the House side, to include that language into a farm bill. It would be in something that would fit nicely into a farm bill. It would be a great path forward. And so we hope that we can get a farm bill done soon. I'm going to continue to be a wide-eyed optimist. But again, we know that we're going to see some changes to the Livestock Indemnity Program within this, both the House and Senate farm bills. And so hopefully we can, those two, they can come together and come to some agreement on making some positive changes to the LIP program.
And remind us, there was a farm bill extension. Where are we in that process now?
So we are still sitting in a farm bill extension, politics being what it is. They will need to pass another extension if we get to September 30th, and we have not gotten further down the road in this process. But again, just want to reiterate that having a markup on the House side on May 23rd is really a step in the right direction. If we need an extension, I think Congress will provide that. And these are certainly uncertain times. And so if that's the case, NCBA will continue to move forward and continue to do the work to get a final farm bill done. I think cattle producers have done an amazing job over the last, not more than a year, multiple years of just reminding our friends in Congress what needs you have in this farm bill, what tweaks you want to see with different programs like disaster programs, as well as conservation programs, and then protection from foreign animal disease. I think that coming to the Hill and storming the Hill, as we did recently with our legislative conference, and I think that all the work that cattle producers have done to have conversations with their members of Congress really does go a long way.
NCBA's Executive Director of Government Affairs, Allison Rivera, and Hunter Ehrman, Communications Director for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. All right, that's it for Inside Agriculture for this week. Have a productive weekend. Stick around and enjoy the radio. This is Inside Agriculture.